Hey, it's the fall in the winter season. Yes, it is. But it seems like it's more winter than anything outside. Is it cold in the region that you live in? I know it's cold here, and I'm on the East Coast. Some days it's hot, some days it's cold. Hey, guess what? We got a hot show for you on this week. That's right. So today we're going to kick off. We're going to give you some essential oils that can help aid in and work alongside conventional medicine. They will help you with this cold and winter season. So keep it locked right here on Holistic Talk with your girl, Sherita Berry. This podcast is for educational and informational purposes only, not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. If you're thinking about making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Once again, this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. If you're making any lifestyle changes to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Remember, this podcast is not intended to treat, cure, diagnose, or prevent sicknesses, illnesses, or disease, or mental health issues. Peace. Consult with your medical doctor first. So, welcome to today's show. Don't forget to listen to the disclaimer very, very closely. So, on today, we're going to talk about some essential oils that can help aid in and assist alongside conventional medication. That's right, because we're in the cold season coming upon us, which is winter, and this is the fall season, but it feels like winter some days. So we're in the cold and flu season. Yes, and still COVID-19 is still upon us, and other variants and all that stuff is still out there. People still wearing their masks, even though masks is not mandatory, but people are keeping it safe and still wearing their masks. Yeah, sometimes I wear my mask too. You know, you may say, okay, Sherita, what's wrong with your voice? Well, got a little common cold going on. You know, weather changing up, allergies and all that stuff take place. So we're going to talk about some essential oils, preferably 19 to about 10 essential oils that you can use alongside and aid in to help with common cold and flu. So the first one is peppermint essential oil. Peppermint essential oil is used as a natural decongestant and fever reducer. It contains methyl, an ingredient found in topical rubs that helps alleviate congestion. So yeah, peppermint oil. And I want to also let you all know, and I'm going to put this in the description, you can go and research every essential oil and read research papers, thesis statements, peer review papers on a lot of essential oils that we talk about on our podcast. One is peppermint. So, and the website is www.pubmed. That's P as in Paul, U as in umbrella, B as in ball, M as in Mary, E as in egg, D as in doll.gov. So that's pubmed.gov, where you can look up essential oils, any alternative medicine, any alternative modality, such as acupuncture, feng shui, yoga, biofeedback. You can go and read the different peer review papers or thesis statements that a lot of people, doctors, nurses, holistic people have written. So the next one is eucalyptus oil, which is antiviral. Eucalyptus oil is a very common essential oil and flower that is used in a lot of medicines alongside peppermint. You can find eucalyptus oil in Vicks Vapor Rub, and a lot of people don't know that. If you read them, and if you turn around and read the ingredients on certain medications, certain creams that deal with, you know, congestion or alleviate pain, different things, you'll find that essential oil is one of the ingredients, such as peppermint and eucalyptus. Lavender is essential oil that helps reduce pain, aches, and sleep, and it's antibacterial. Very, very good essential. Lavender. You can take lavender buds or lavender flower. It can help you and aid in sleep if you have an issue sleeping and different things like that. A lavender flower can help aid in alongside conventional medication. You can keep a lavender flower in your bedroom and around the house. You can make you some lavender spray, which I, you know, make the lavender spray and spray it on my pillow or my bed, maybe 30, 45 minutes before I go to sleep. Bam. It helps and it aids in alongside the conventional medication. Another one is tea tree oil. It helps in disinfect. It's also antiviral and antifungal as well. So these are just some essential oils that can help aid in the common cold and flu. So what are some of the benefits of using these oils? We'll go back over there, like runny nose, cough, congestion, inflammation, and fatigue. So those are some of the benefits that people use essential oils to help alongside conventional medication. Some people use a diffuser, steam inhalation, aromatherapy, room sprays, topical rubs, warm compress. Those are some of the things that people use when it comes to the common cold and flu. They use these things alongside conventional medication. Rosemary helps aid in relaxes tension, fights infection. It helps aid in tight neck muscles, headaches, sinus pressure. So most people use rosemary oil as a rub, with a massaging rub, where they mix it with a curry oil, such as sweet almond oil, jojoba oil, neem oil, grapeseed oil, just to name a few. Tea tree. Tea tree is an antifungal, antiviral. It helps aid in to, you know, keep things at bay. Like they say, you know, if you have a common cold, you know, just this, it can help to stop the spread. So most people put tea tree in, you know, when they making, some people make their own hand sanitizer, and one of the ingredients they might use tea tree oil, because tea tree is said to be antiviral, and it helps disinfect. Some people use tea tree oil to that bath water, on their face and neck as a lotion. But you also want to be keeping mindful when using these essential oils to help aid in and help alongside conventional medication when it comes to the common cold and common flu, that you are not allergic to these particular essential oils, because they are the essence of a flower. So you always want to give yourself a skin patch test first. And if you notice red bumps or pop up and different things like red bumps, or you start itching or redness to your skin, that means you are allergic to that particular flower and that particular oil, so you don't want to use it. So another one is cinnamon. Cinnamon helps aid in disinfect, cleaner, to help the spread of colds and common cold and flu. So some people may add cinnamon essential oil to diffuser to help clean the air. Some people may add a cinnamon essential oil to clean off of surfaces, to help clean the surface off, because it says helps and kill bacteria. So some people may use it to wipe a table off, to clean the air. So there's different things you can use certain essential oils for. Some people just use essential oils just to clean the air, nothing else. They'll take maybe 2 drops of cinnamon, 1 drop of eucalyptus, bam, and it helps cleans the air. Ginger root steams, inhalations, improves breathing, anti-inflammatory. So some people use ginger root. A lot of people use ginger root to, and they drink it as in their tea, or some people use, I've seen people use ginger root as their morning daily herbal drink for the morning. So they'll drink a cup of water or a glass of water, and throughout the day they may be sipping on ginger tea or ginger root. It's the same, but it helps improve breathing. So some people may use ginger root and use it, you know, inhalation, where they take a, how they do that, you may say, well, how do they do that? Well, they take a pot, fill it up with water, put the ginger root in, or they wait till the water boil, put the ginger root in, and then take a towel, put it over their head, and hold it over top of the pot while the steam is coming up to help them breathe, to help aid in their breathing. And some people use ginger root and mix it with a curry oil such as sweet almond oil, jojoba, grapeseed oil, and they use it to help with to aid in inflammation in their legs or feet and arms. Clear sage. Clear sage, C-A-C-L-A-R-Y-C-A-G-E. Calms the common cold and symptoms. Helps with your mood, diffusing clear sage oil throughout the day. Some people diffuse clear sage oil. I remember the first time that I used clear sage oil, and I mixed it with sweet almond oil, and I used it as a massaging oil. Oh my gosh. You're talking about somebody that was relaxed? Oh my gosh, I was so relaxed and mellowed. I was like, okay, I was able to fall asleep, okay. I was able to relax because I have a problem with Russell's leg syndrome. I think I do have that. I'm not sure, but I don't know. I'm going to talk to my doctor about that. I'm just joking, y'all. So it really helped me. Clear sage oil is said to believe to help reduce the stress, anti-fungal growth. So those are the things, those are some of the herbs that can aid and help alongside conventional medication when it comes to the common cold flu. There are the potential benefits, suggested uses. Like I said, listen to our disclaimer, because I don't want you to go back to your doctor if you have a cold and you tell your doctor, well, this lady said I could use eucalyptus oil, or this lady, I listened to her podcast and she said I can use clear sage oil, or she said I can use ginger root and hold my head over top of the pot with a scarf or towel on my head to help me. No, I didn't say none of that. I said I just gave you some things that can help aid in and assist alongside. That's why I said, when I always talk about essential oils and herbs, you will hear me say assist alongside conventional medication. I don't cure, I don't diagnose anything, but I will say assist and aid in. And that's one of the terms that I have to use, because I am not a medical doctor. I do not prescribe medication or anything. And according to the FDA, when those of us that are in the alternative field, or some people say our integrated health field, we cannot say certain things. So it's okay to say this can assist and aid in alongside conventional medication, because I'm not saying that it can I cannot say it can help you. But anytime you're trying essential oils or trying herbs, you have to understand that you're trying at your own risk, because the FDA does not regulate those type of modalities. So you're trying essential oils and herbs at your own risk. Certain supplements they do regulate, some things they don't. So this is why, you know, you have a disclaimer on a lot of supplemental products and dietary products, because they do not regulate it. But they're getting the hoops on, you know, cracking down on people that say, okay, take this. This will help cure this and help. No, you can't say that. I know people right now that sell herbal products that they make themselves and do not give a disclaimer. I'm like, you can't do that. You cannot tell people this will help with this and this will clear up with that. I'm like, you are not a doctor. You cannot prescribe stuff like that to a person or tell people that this herb or this essential oil will help. No, you will get, the FDA will come and sue you and take you to court for practicing medicine without a license. This is how come every podcast I've done, every time I meet with a client, when people come to me for advice about herbs, essential oils, I get them to sign a disclaimer form telling them that they are, you know, this disclaimer, this is for informational purposes only. Other words are on there and you're trying at your own risk, you know, and I give them a copy and keep a copy of myself because they will never tell, no, they won't go back to that doctor and tell on me and said I told them this will cure. No, Sharita did not say that. You know, so I get people sign a disclaimer form when I talk to people about herbs and essential oils and natural integrated health. And I got that advice from one of my professors who is a naturopathic doctor. And he suggested to me to get them to sign a consent form, letting them know this is what I told them, yada, 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 X, Y, Z, and you're trying these things at your own risk. And he told me that is to protect me. And I said, thank you. So I have, you know, every time I meet with a client, I say, okay, I have to get you to sign this form. And I make sure they keep a copy for themselves. So, yeah, nevertheless, there are, you want to make sure you do a skin pass test, on your skin to make sure you're not allergic to essential oils. There are so many different things that you can do to help, fight off the common cold, common flu. And one of the ways is to see your doctor, which they have the best, they know what's best for you. They can tell you what not to use and what to use. Some doctors are aware of natural medicine. Some doctors are aware of essential oils and herbs, because a lot of doctors are now going back, getting educated on the use of herbs and essential oils. And some of them do make suggestions to their patients. I remember when I went to the doctor for just a basic checkup, and I told the doctor I was having a lot of wheezing going on in my, you know, and I kept hearing myself wheezing, and it was bothering me. So I told him I made a rubbing oil, and I said I took some frankincense oil, and I can't remember what else, other essential oil, and I put a few drops in a little glass, and along with some sweet almond oil, and I mixed it together to make the rubbing oil to help aid in the wheezing. And I rubbed it on my chest and my neck, and that helped me. And lo and behold, my doctor told me, he said, you made a good choice. He said, that's a good choice. I'm not a racist person, but my doctor he's an Indian doctor. And he, you know, told me that was a good choice that I made. And I was smiling. He was smiling too. So that let me know, okay, yeah, that's a good combination. But that was the only time that I ran into a doctor that had some knowledge of essential oils. Like I said, a lot of doctors are going back and getting educated on the use of those things. So you can go on PubMed.gov. So that's PubMed.gov. PubMed.gov to find, you know, to look up some of these essential oils that can help aid in and assist in, alongside conventional medicine. We talked about peppermint, essential oil, eucalyptus, lavender, tea tree, and ginger root, just to name a few oils. So I just but there are a lot of other ways that you can treat a common cold ask you, one of the fastest ways to treat and help fight a common cold, according to CDC, stay hydrated, water, juice, clear broth, or warm lemon water with honey helps loosen congestion and prevent dehydration. Rest your body, needs rest to heal, soothe a sore throat, combat stiffness, relieve pain, sip warm liquids, try honey, add moisture to the air. There's just a little few things according to the mayoclinic.org, mayoclinic.org, and the cdc.gov. So these are just some things that, you know, can help. Just cold remedies that work. And you know, some of us use the old remedies that our grandparents and grandmothers passed down from generation to generation. Yeah, we use them home remedies. Like, I use home remedies. And one of the number one home remedies I use is what was passed down from my mother to her mother, was the onions chopped up in a scarf and tied around your neck. And we were told, if you do that, and it works, chop the onions if you congested, have a runny nose. My mom, when we was little, she would chop up onions, put them in a scarf, tie them around our neck. And within a couple of days, that congestionness in our chest was gone. Whew. And so when I had kids, I did the same thing to my kids. I chopped the onions, put around their neck. And now that I'm older, my kids are older, they have children of their own. And I tell them, hey, chop up the onion, put around their neck. And I still do it today. My mom said, you know, she listened to my voice. And she said, oh, girl, you sound all congested. I said, I know. I have that cold sitting in my throat and my chest. And she said, girl, you better get your onion. I said, oh, I got me a nice size onion right here. Yes, I am. And I may cut it up today or tomorrow, put it inside a scarf and tie it around my neck, so that the next time you all hear my voice, I'll be clear and won't sound congested. But nevertheless, I thought I would come on and tell you some common essential oils that you can use alongside conventional medication to help aid in and assist in common cold and flu. Once again, thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. May today be filled with abundance of blessings for you and your household. Be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Don't forget to go back and listen to the disclaimer. And if you have any questions or concerns, or if you're thinking about making any lifestyle change to your health and wellness routine for yourself or your family, please consult with your medical doctor first. Remember, this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only.